This is Jefferson Weaver with your CCN local news. Most of the floodwaters have receded in Columbus County after almost tropical storm Elena crossed the area, dumping copious amounts of rain. Some areas do still have some closed roadways and some other problems. Rainfall totals from 6 to more than 10 inches were reported across the county. Part of NC 87 in Riglewood is still closed. US 74 between Bolton and Delco was closed for hours in both directions last night but is reopened now. Six secondary roads are closed while they're being inspected. The NCDOT said the preliminary inspections show no major damage to area roads. Brunswick County saw the worst of the storm, with multiple washed-out roads and cave-ins. NC 211 is still blocked near the county line, and sections of US 17 are also still blocked. Multiple water rescues were performed by fire and emergency personnel in the east end of Columbus County, where some homes are still isolated. A number of water rescues were reported in Bladen County, especially around Clarkin. Lake Waccamaw saw flood water enter several homes as well. Kenji Flash Bowen of Leland is being hailed as a hero. The former East Columbus football and baseball player saved the lives of a Kelly couple and their dog Monday during the flooding in Riglewood. See this story online for much more. Jurors have been dismissed for the week in Superior Court, and District Court was canceled today. It will resume tomorrow. Monday's County Commissioners meeting has been rescheduled for September 23. County and city schools are on remote learning today, but will reopen on normal schedules tomorrow. Chadburn has installed ShotSpotter cameras linked to its Flock license plate readers. The new system automatically activates the license plate reading cameras and alerts law enforcement if gunfire is detected. The town saved more than $45,000 by purchasing the integrated system from the Flock supplier. A Delco man is being held under a $250,000 secured bond for allegedly videoing the sexual abuse of a child. Christopher Ryan Anderson, age 38, was arrested on the single count of first-degree sexual exploitation of a child around 1 a.m. today. There's more in this story on our website. Whiteville Police Sergeant Chuck Arnold recently suffered a severe brain bleed while responding to a call. He is currently in Novant, New Hanover, and will be hospitalized for an extended period of time. Whiteville Police are asking for donations to assist the sergeant and his wife over the next several weeks. Donations are being accepted by Cash App and Venmo. You can also donate at the Whiteville Police Department. That's located on Columbus Street in Whiteville. Domino's of Whiteville will donate 20% of all sales on Wednesday to the Arnold family, and El Chupedo Restaurant in Whiteville will donate 20% of all its sales Thursday night to the Arnold family. Transformation Church and Milk Before Meat Ministries will host their second annual Night of Praise September 21st. There will be music and a special message by Pastor Heath Connor of Emerson Original Free Will Baptist. The service starts at 6 o'clock. It'll be at 6354 James B. White Highway, south of Whiteville. Everyone is welcome. Our Transformation meets every Sunday at 10 a.m. in the Lebanon Methodist Fellowship Hall. Nakana Pentecostal Holiness Church is going to hold revival services September 23rd through the 26th at 7 p.m. each night. Pastor Jerome Bullard, the Bridge of Life Church in Leland, will be the speaker. Nakana PHC is located at 9745 Seven Creeks Highway. National Night Out is coming up September 27th at the Sheriff's Office. There will be games, free food, tours of emergency and law enforcement vehicles, and more from 6 until 10 p.m. National Night Out helps communities connect with local law enforcement. Whiteville Police will host National Night activities on October 5th. The Whiteville FFA Mom Sale that was postponed due to the storm will be held this Friday. For ColumbusCountyNews.com, this is Jefferson Weaver reporting.